What the genuine gift of tongues accomplished. There were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Scattered to almost every part of the world, they had learned to speak various languages. Many of these were in Jerusalem, attending the religious festivals. Every known tongue was represented. This diversity of languages would have been a great hindrance to the proclamation of the gospel. God therefore miraculously did for the apostles what they could not have accomplished for themselves in a lifetime. They could now speak with accuracy the languages of those for whom they were laboring, a strong evidence that their commission bore the signet of heaven. From this time forth the language of the disciples was pure, simple, and accurate, whether in their native tongue or in a foreign language. The multitude were amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue?" The priests and rulers were enraged. They had put the Nazarene to death, but here were his servants telling in all the languages then spoken, the story of his life and ministry. The priests declared that they were drunk from the new wine prepared for the feast. But those who understood the different languages testified to the accuracy with which these languages were used by the disciples. In answer to the accusation, Peter showed that this was in fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. He said, "These are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." See,